fell in love with basketball at the age of 5. I went to LA and took pictures with the Laker guys. Now fast forward to middle school, I'm a champ now. One summer I went to Alvin Brooks camp, huh? They had a Houston rapper come and talk to us once. The same cat grew up down the street where I was from. He started talking about he seen some shit that broke his heart. He saw some kids smoking weed at Cloverland Park. Then he told us not to do drugs and stay in school. I laughed at him cause I'm the one he passed the blunt to. That's when I realized this rap game was full of fakes. I could've clowned this nigga, instead I pumped the brakes. I was the 3-point champ and the free throw champ. 2 years in a row I switched gears doing shows. If middle school, I learned a lot about the streets. Nobody ever tried to take no Jordans off my feet. I kept a strap on me, a black Mac, homie. My soundtrack was Screw Taste with Fat Pat, homie. Then high school came around, I played for 2 seasons. I went to Worthing High School, I quit for 2 reasons.
I mean, what would you do if everybody driving Bentleys, Beamers, Escalades? And these all the people you looked up to.
Man, all the dope boys had my mind hypnotized. I seen Nigerian them pulling up in different rides. I met this cat named Juan and he put me on. This whip gang was off the chain, this is how you clone. I told him, I'd rather move real, not fake shit. He looked at me and said, give me a break, kid. But as a man, I had to stand on it. He poured out one brick and put my hand on it. He made me swear I would never steal. He only wanted 5 back, I couldn't have got a better deal. I hit the block with some rocks and got them bitches off. My pieces was bigger, you reaching, I'm squeezing the trigger. Then one of my partners got locked up. He didn't follow the rules, plus his baby mama knocked up. Then his replacement got shot up. Didn't follow the rules either, so he got mopped up. Fuck this, I'm tired of hustling with these stupid niggas. I switched states, they fell in love with this Houston nigga. Look, I was Ghost Kanan and Tommy in one body. The only different thing about me, I didn't sniff the product.
That right? I mean, I can honestly say, after moving all the work I moved,
no nose candy for me.
Yeah.
I brought you niggas in, I introduced y'all to my plug. You cutting deals behind my back claiming it's all love. Another lesson learned, I'm going back to the old flip. They got me loading up the heckler with the gold. I should've known you was a bitch, I could tell it by how you dress. You tried to undermine my people, we throw bullets to the chest. See, it's a code of ethics that we follow in the streets. You know I'm living by the same rules as Big Meech. We never trip on money and we don't beef over women. Bitch, I'm a G, you should've did your research on me. Look, you don't know my music or shit about this Texas movement. Until you pay me and they died, I'm banning you from Houston. And I don't wanna talk, just pay that fee or deal with me. And since you like wearing capris, I just might shoot you in the knees. What you think, I'm stupid? I seen this movie before. You not a genius, I saw more than all your artists, bro. Now bring the bass line back for me. And by the way, Simes Carter did this track for me. The streets turned me to a savage before 21. And if I went to college, dog, I would've been a one and done.
That right.
I ain't gonna lie, a couple of my partners went to college, then they dropped out. I'm like, why y'all drop out? They say, man, the college is making all this money, we can't make no money. And that's when
my hoop dreams deflated.
My hoop dreams deflated.
For real. I think it's ironic how all these colleges, they pay all these coaches millions of dollars to coach these kids. But they don't want these kids to go out and make no money. Can't sign no autographs. Can't accept no gifts. Can't get no endorsements. They want these guys to struggle. I ain't with it. So I made the decision to take this music shit serious and make millions.
Now follow me.
Now I'm headed to billions. Yeah. I ain't gotta worry about spraining my ankle. Now I stand on stage for 30 minutes and leave with 30K when I'm finished. From the streets to these beats. Yeetie.